Blog Talk Radio.
This is Great Inferno. Welcome to my show. Once again, it is, you know, I always tell them that, you know, just in case if you forget, it's Thursday, January 22nd, and it's 10 o'clock. It's time for the Talk Fest. First of all, birthdays. I know some people out there having birthday. This is for you. Just, wishing you a happy birthday, all to my MySpace friends and Facebook friends. This is a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Shall we stop this? Wow, that's annoying. All right. I'm going to jump into the through a segment right away to our topics. And, you know, again, we have a caller here, 1730. Go ahead. Who's this?
G-Unit, man.
G-Unit again. Once again, we have G-Unit on air with us. So, what's up, dude?
Nothing much. That was the most corniest music I have ever heard in my life.
Which one?
The birthday song? Music. Yes.
Well, just you mentioned it. You're going to hear it again.
I'll play it again. Don't play it again, Frodo. You're making my ears bleed.
It's a happy birthday, marching band. Come on. Yeah. Everybody loves that. But so I want to start with the Barack Obama's inauguration. Did you see it? Did you call in work and sat in front of TV and watch the whole thing?
Actually, I was in Milwaukee at the time, and I just got out of one of the studios in Milwaukee, and at the time, he was sitting there taking his oaths, and he was going to the White House and all that other stuff, so...
Were you drooling?
Say what?
Were you drooling?
Actually, I was kind of excited to see what he was going to sit there and say. I'll tell you what, though, I was drooling because of the fact of the matter that it was putting me to sleep. The whole entire time.
That's what I heard. That's what the media is trying to hype it up. You know, they got celebrities in there and everything. But you know, it's one of the best things. And I read on the local newspaper here, like Wisconsin Dells here. You know that they had the TV on for the kids to watch. You know, I mean, I thought it was a cool thing for them to do. But again, kids, yeah. Go ahead.
I said it's part of history, you know. They gotta see history.
Right, right. I'm just the thing that I don't get though is just, you know, they didn't do that for like President Bush when he got elected back in 2001. It's just something about Barack Obama, you know. They want to like this is a special thing. I know it's a special, you know, this thing, but it's just a little bit too much, and you know, there's things that you can't like really. You know, it's showing, you know, and it's got to stop.
Well, people are comparing him to President Kennedy, which is really weird, you know what I mean?
JFK?
Oh, you damn right.
Mm.
They're comparing him that he's going to be the next John F. Kennedy. Just because he's young and, you know...
Yeah.
He's getting hit on by these Hollywood stars, you know. I mean, I'm waiting for Scarlett Johansson to sit there and be in her birthday suit going, happy birthday, Mr. President. I'm waiting for that to come up right now.
You wait, man. Well, I don't think that's going to happen because, you know, I don't think Barack Obama's like that. With this, you know, yeah.
But we can all dream a dream, all right?
Yeah, there you go. You can go dream the dream. But, and again, what you know, we want to talk about what you want to do. Actually, he already signed that paper. the paper that is, you know, the executive order to shut down Guantanamo. And and actually, I blogged about that, about, you know, the 9/11 people, the family of 9/11s actually, you know, outraged. I don't know if all of them, but, you know, some of them are outraged and saying that, you know, they can't believe that they're doing that because they're, you know, just got kind of like a slap on their face, you know, on their faces there, because it's, they want them jailed, and they want them to, you know, to pay. To, you know, there's, I mean, they have to go to jail, but, you know, with this thing now, you all can go home and go about your business, or moving to a different location. It's just not right, you know. Well, you know, I want to talk about, you want to move on here, you know, kind of. I don't. You have a MySpace page, do you?
No, I don't actually, but I do have a blog site on a website that of a radio station that I work for in Madison. So.
Okay. So how do you get to that blog, man?
Well, you log on to z104fm.com and keyword G Unit. There is going to be my picture and pretty much bio information that is all about me. I blog every single week when I'm on the radio, Saturday nights
right.
and Sunday mornings, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. So I update every week, brand new stuff. From last week, WWE superstar John Cena, he's in a brand new movie from WWE Studios and 20th Century Fox called 12 Rounds. I have the full-length trailer right there, so it's z104fm.com, keyword G-Unit. Not z104.com, it's z104fm.com, because I've heard a lot of people send this saying it's z104.com. No, it's z104fm.com.
That's cool. Now, let's get into the meat, okay? I mentioned about the social network, about MySpace and Facebook, and I think you should open up, because it's, you know, you hear there's a lot of things, a lot of negative things, and people saying that, you know, I don't go to MySpace because there's a lot of pedophile in there, you know. You know, I mean, it's you know, people that generalize everything, I don't like them. But anyway, if you are a social lover, you know, make sure you beware, because this last week there was a police in New Zealand that arrested an alleged burglar after it was identified from security camera footage posted on the social networking site like MySpace. So, I mean, there's a positive side in this. I mean, they're helping people, like, you know, getting caught, you know, stuff online. Like back in November, I don't know if you remember this, five young people was identified from their Facebook profiles after they allegedly committed the Dine and Dash, you know, stuff, because that's what they call Dine and Dash gang. Because they eat and they go. And they were, you know, they get profiled on Facebook and they, you know, got caught, you know. Even, Bono, you know, faced question after pictures of him partying with two bikini glads, you know, the girls that 19-year-olds, and they were posted on Facebook. There was a lady called Amanda Knox. MySpace, you know, her page has been scrutinized by the media leading up to her murder trial in Italy. I don't know if you remember that. But, remember that back in 2007, a bank intern who skipped work for a so-called family emergency became an internet celebrity after his boss allegedly found his discriminating photo on Facebook.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah.
Right.
So people are turning social network sites to find, you know, their answers sometimes, you know, just like this. You know, people, a big company, you know, they like, oh, I got this application and so-and-so, and I'm going to look it up on Facebook and see what they have in there. Maybe there's some of the things that they don't agree and nudities and stuff like that. I mean, let's say you're, you know, you're hiring someone to work for you, G-Unit. I mean, would you turn to Facebook or social networking sites to find, you know, find answers?
No, actually, I really don't believe in that stuff, you know, the Facebook and the MySpace, you know. I mean, I do have cousins in my hometown of Rockford. They have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, you know, they don't really, like, put themselves out there, you know, that type of thing. I mean, my cousin, my youngest cousin who is 16, he actually uses MySpace because he's actually trying to become a producer. So he uses MySpace to, like, produce stuff and all that stuff, which I think is good and dandy, you know, and all of that, but he's also, you know, putting my name out there because the fact of the matter that he's actually posting on there, you know, check out my cousin on da-da-da, but I think it's a little bit of a positive thing of what kind of criteria you want to be in, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, like the promoters, bands, you know, MySpace. You know, I know, like,
right.
Like my nieces and nephews. I think they're huge on that. And also, there's all you know, there's drawbacks on, and it's the most common problems with that would be encountering like you know bullying and misuse of photographs, because two-thirds of the young kids right now are familiar with this you know with this problem, and one of out of three. And has been mocked on Facebook on in MySpace. You know, there's bullying and a lot of things going on there on MySpace. And those, so I mean, if you have kids, I would not let. I'm a 9-year-old. You know, she's like asking me, "When am I gonna get MySpace space?" You know, like until you're 33. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like and almost a third of you know people that have been there's been bullied on Facebook or MySpace. It's been you know they're scared. You know they're scared to go back to school and because of this bullying going on. I think MySpace has to create some kind of way to stop that. What do you take on that, Dawn?
I didn't even know there was like bullying, but I guess it could happen.
Well,
like maybe
yeah,
there's,
exactly.
There's, but,
yeah,
there's,
bullying, sexual maybe, harassment, and all that.
Yeah, maybe like sometimes like they cut a head off of some girl, and then they put it on some other girl's body with, like, a not fully dressed
like
body.
Like a photo op, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then they go to school, and then maybe they get, like, people look at them differently, thinking that they were actually dressed like that, taking a picture. I guess that's what comes to my mind. I never even thought about that till you said bullying. I was like, what kind of bullying,
right.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Some kind of bullying, I would think, like, happened to a girl, you know, like, even girls might do that to each other if they're, like, don't like them because they're mad at them or something, you know.
And also, you know, prank calls. Prank calling, you know, about that, yeah, posting their nude pictures on, you know, online without their permission.
Yeah.
And other, you know, common problems would be included gossips and discrimination and racism, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Is that why you don't want to get a MySpace G in it?
I just think that it's kind of baloney a little bit because, you know, with people like sitting there, you know, hooking up on the MySpace thing. I mean, mostly, like, people, bad things happen to people whenever they said they got hooked up on MySpace, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the pedophile and rape, that type of thing, you know, I mean, it's bad. But to sit there and, like, sitting there and making threatening messages and then, like, bullying and all this other stuff, honestly, people have said this 1,000 times, and I will say it again if I have to. There needs to be an age limit for this MySpace stuff. I think teenagers are getting way too much stuff than what we have back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they do have that like age limit and all that. But it's the parents that have been trying to convince their kids. Oh yeah, it's cool, man. Even I have my 10-year-old have MySpace page. You know, there's a way around it, and it's just the parents that has to be responsible for their own actions, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's why these pedophiles love that, because when they post their pictures and, you know, especially if they're aspiring, like, model, you know, like, teen models or something like that, you know, that's why they get caught, you know?
Honestly, if I had kids, which, you know, I'm glad I don't have kids right now, and I probably don't have them for a long time, you know? But if I had kids and they were, like, 10 years old and they sat there and said, well, Dad, I want a cell phone. Dad, I want my own MySpace page. I'll sit there and say, well, you know what? That's kind of like adult things. Why don't you just go out and get yourself a job then while you're at it? Better yet, why don't you have my car? You know what I'm saying? Here, why don't you pay my bills?
Yeah,
that's basically it there.
Yeah, that's what you need to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with
now,
that.
Now, let's turn this up on the notch a little bit, and for those people who have birthday out there, here you go, birthday people.
Woohoo!
Birthday tomorrow, drink up.
you mean drink up OPC3?
Yeah, drink up OPC3. Alright, let's go
along. After that song.
Yeah. From MySpace, yeah, for another giant MySpace through to Google, actually. This guy named Lee Harbert was he was a San Francisco-based investment banker with a history of DUIs. You know, back in January 11th in 2005, he allegedly killed a 55-year-old named Gurdip Kaur in hit and run with his Jaguar, okay? So apparently Google got him. Here's how they got him, okay? Herbert, the guy, claimed that he thought he hit a deer. He thought it was like a deer. So which meant he wouldn't have to need to, you know, he didn't have to stop and help the person. You know, he ran over. And police had originally said that they were looking for a burgundy jaguar while his piss was black. So he had no idea that what he'd done. But when police, get this, when the cops searched his computer, they found Google searches from a couple days old after that he was accidentally, you know, he had searches like auto parts, auto glass, and also hit and run and how to dispose bodies. So which is that's followed to a page about a hit and run and what he committed. So the judge sentenced Herbert. This is like it's just 3 years. That's it. 3 years. And Herbert appealed and got his argument. You know, just kind of I don't know if he bargained that because that's 3 years. That's like hit and run. I don't get this. There's got to be like maybe a typo or something. I'm reading this. Because if you kill someone, that's like murder, you know? That's got to be like, you know, life in prison or something. I don't know. But 3 years? It's like a slap on the freaking wrist. Don't you think, G-Unit?
Oh, yeah, that definitely is. I mean, if I can get 3 years, then I think I should go run over somebody right now.
So, yeah, you better, stop Googling, you know, stuff like that on eBay, on Google.
And you've seen the way I drive, by the way, so you know I'll probably do it.
Yeah, you probably would. Oh, man. Now, to Google, the guy is actually, you know, he's got to get more than that. It's 3 years. That's just nuts. What do you think about that, Dawn?
I think it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Like that,
uh-huh.
And also at the same time, he probably, like, perhaps he didn't know what he hit, and then he realized what he hit, and then he was just like, oh, no, I really hit somebody, and I don't want to really tell because they'll think I hit and ran them, so I'll just, like, find out how to cover up the body is what probably he thought. So he did it out of, like, fear of getting caught probably, but still. It's
right.
Like, I don't know. It's too bad. Was he drinking? Was that why he did that, or what?
Yeah, he has a history of DUIs. You know,
yeah,
I mean, that's
too bad.
You know, I would have put him like, you know, 25 years at least, because it's, you know,
yeah.
if the guy's dead, that's hit and run. If he's dead, I mean, if I was like if I happen to be like their family, or you know,
mm-hmm.
the family of that the victim, I mean, I would be outraged. 3 years? Come on. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I think that if I was a family member too, I would probably, well, I would need to pray definitely. And also, like, I probably would, I mean, like, right now, just thinking about it, and I'm not even family, you know, it just makes me kind of sick to my stomach, you know, thinking about how people do that, and then they can, you know, if somebody's, like, family member that's, like, only 55 years old, that's not too old, you know. I mean, like, even if it's, like, 80 years old, so it's still the same thing, you know, whether they're 18 years old, 80, or, you know, it's just, I mean, we don't want to condemn him, you know, maybe it was an accident, but at the same time, you know, like, he should have just went and confessed, even though it would have been hard, you know, he should have just went and confessed.
People would try the best they can to get away to some, you know, the crime.
Yeah,
but anyway,
that he was trying to hide it makes me feel sick.
Right. Now, we'll go from San Francisco. We'll go to Tokyo, Japan, okay?
Listen
to this. A 54-year-old Japanese dad was arrested after he tried to help his son pass an exam by impersonating the young man and taking the test for him, I said, on Thursday. The dad is actually, I don't know what his name, but... And what he did is put on the glasses and straighten his hair to look more like the picture in his son's identity in the card. You know, a police official in the narrative pictures, that's what they said. But as he took the test while trying to make sure the examiners didn't get a look at him, the official noticed that the man looked much older than the picture on the card. Well, duh. The father then apologized and confessed. Police said the man runs a company that distributes medicine and had passed an exam in August. So they want to earn some like kind of license, you know, for the son to pass that. So the man used he did it because he wanted his son to work alongside with them. You know, that's his name is Nakamura, I believe. Now, question is, how stupid can you be and not to figure out? You know, I mean, is that easy to just fool people by just changing your looks? I mean, on your driver's license and your ID. I mean, you've worked in the as a bartender before, right, Jay?
I gotta sit there and ask like, where was this guy whenever I was going to high school, man? I mean, he could have helped me out a long time ago.
But I think he would have looked a lot different than you do.
Well, that's okay as long as I'm getting A's. I don't know. That's kind of scary, man, just thinking about that. You know, like somebody sitting there dressing up as you, you know, and you not even knowing it. It's like having a twin brother, but you don't realize that's you. I mean, it's kind of weird, you know?
So, I mean, is that, do you think, I mean, I don't know how old is the son. You know, it's got to be like maybe, you know, not you know, because when I read this and I was kind of like, you know, picturing it, like maybe the son is on like high school and stuff. You know, I don't think that's the case. I think it's a college or something, or you know what I mean, Dawn?
Yeah, maybe he's like 30 years old.
Right. Or yeah. So I mean, he's a 54 year old man, so that's, you know, yeah, it's got to be like maybe a 30 or maybe thing. But it's funny to like, you know, things that people would do to like to, you know, to get ahead in life. And the police expert charged the man, you know, just for forging documents, and they are unclear if the man would lose his license. And I think he should lose his license. Don't you think, G-Unit? What kind of punishable? What would you, you know, let's say you're a judge, you know, what would you sentence him to? Like, let's say, hey, you know, you're here to bear a sentence, and I'll sentence you to, what would you say, you know?
Well, for identity theft, you know, something like that, you know, I would honestly sit there and not only suspend his license, but, you know, I would just sit there and say, maybe you need to spend 30 days in jail, you know, or better yet, you need to do some community service, you know, pretty much sitting there saying, screw your business, you need to do some community service. I mean, there's people out there that are losing money, you know, I think you need to lose something special to you, you know? Kind of like playing doctor's advocate, you know what I mean?
Right.
But unless he gave me about maybe $5,000, maybe I might throw it out the window. unit needs the money.
Right.
Nip it in the bud.
Yeah, that's right. So, Don, is that, you know, I mean, how would, I mean, let's say you're the judge. I mean, what would you sentence him to? I mean, what would you send him, like, maybe 30 days or 40 days in jail, or?
I think that your caller has some, like, a little bit of good ideal there. Because, like, suspending a license and community service, but I would sentence him to community service for at least 30 days. You want me to wait?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
For at least 30 days to, like, say he's in a medical field, right? And and I would sentence him to work at a hospital that like, they have people come in because they've been misdiagnosed, you know. Mm-hmm. I would have him work with somebody, like, you know, like, sometimes, like, you know, pharmacists here, they fill the wrong prescription, you know, and then you end up with all these side effects and brain dead sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that he should see that what he, you know, if his son's not smart enough to take the medical test, then he should see how people suffer when people do things like he did. You know what I mean? Like,
right. That
if
makes
there's
sense.
People suffering from that, he should be
yeah.
there. So that
all right.
he'll learn his lesson.
Yeah, your kids are, like, killing each other. wow, you got a lot of kids.
Wants-
now, let's let's go from, what is that, a crazy Japanese or a crazy Nazi, neo-Nazis. Okay, we'll We'll take on the neo-Nazis right now. Hold on just a second here.
I love you, baby boy. Take this out. Ding, ding.
You ready, G-Unit?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
All right. Okay, I don't know if... I think people are trying to call in. I think that one of the callers... Did you have a problem calling in or no?
No, I had a good time calling in.
You didn't have a problem calling in?
No, not whatsoever, dude.
Okay. All right. This is in... Yeah, you did. Okay. This is in Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, get this. A neo-Nazi group has joined the state's... you know what I call Adopt the Highway? You're familiar with that, right? A volunteer litter pickup program?
Yeah.
Well, they're just, like, taking advantage of the free speech court and fight a one 4 years ago by the Ku Klux Klan because, they won that by the Ku Klux Klan. They are now allowed to adopt a highway. And then also they post that stuff in there. Yeah. And that Springfield unit of the National Socialist Movement has committed to clean up trash along half a mile section of Highway 160 near Springfield city limits. Two signs denoting the group's membership in the Adopt a Highway program went up in October, but drew attention only recently when a group picked up litter as part of the gathering in Springfield. You know, they just do a gathering and then they pick up the thing. I mean, the state says that they had no way to reject the group's application because in a U.S. Supreme Court ruling arising from a similar effort by the Ku Klux Klan says membership in the Adopt a Highway program can be denied because of the group's political views. It cannot be denied because of their political beliefs. I mean, that's stupid. It's not believable. It's like, you know, that's like racist of being like, you know, what's next? Like, like jihadists, the Unabombers, like picking up trash. What do you think about this, G-Unit?
Well, honestly, I think, the Ku Klux Klan, I think they should pick up the trash on their highway. Pretty much, why don't the trashy people pick up trash? So, I mean, I have really
bad
feelings
around their house.
I have really bad feelings against the Ku Klux Klan because I actually lived in Virginia and I had neighbors that were Ku Klux Klan members. And
wow.
The thing is
I'm
Indian, you know, I'm about, you know, 1/8 Indian. And
right.
The thing is that it's really hard to talk about this subject, but they honestly, if they're gonna adopt a highway, what are they gonna do? They're gonna abandon colored people from their highway? I mean, seriously. Give me a break. This is so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
The state says it cannot deny an organization an application only if it has members who have been convicted of violent criminal activity within the past 10 years. So, you know, the state don't want to, like, you know, break the law. And apparently they have not any you know, committed any crimes. I mean, they should be, can they just be let in, Dawn? I mean, is this fair? Are they just being fair?
Well, I guess so. Like, could you imagine driving down the road? And I think that if you're not white looking and you're like, adopted by KKK, are they hiding in the bushes?
Well, I want to know when they're going to do that so I can just drive around and, you know, literally just kind of talk garbage out of my. Just like, hey, pick this up. You and I, G-Unit, we should drive to Missouri and then find out when they're going to do it, and we'll just drive around back and forth and just tossing garbage. And what do you think?
I think we should do that. Not only that, we can do a hit and run, and we can get 3 years in prison.
All right. There you go. Same judge. I want the same judge to, hit and run. They said it's a First Amendment thing, you know, and that's what they're trying to say. And they can't discriminate as long as they pick up trash. That's what the state says. They can't discriminate, but yet, you know, the group can discriminate.
Isn't that going against their con? You know, I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's correct.
Like if they don't like blacks and stuff like that, they're actually touching garbage that may have came from a black person's hand.
Well, they don't really like that, you know, not just blacks, they're just, you know,
well, yeah, they don't
non-white, even mixed, they don't, you know, I mean, it's not like I was a member or anything like that, I was just saying that, you know, I think that's what they believe, and, I saw it on TV, so.
That Abramo, the guy Abramo from, that wrote Abramo, well, the guy that wrote Abramo's gift said that they didn't even like, Italians or Irish. Did he say to only like Germans or something? I don't remember.
German descent. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's, because it, I mean, neo Nazis is, you know, that's pretty much like, you know, originated from. Hitler, you know, neo-Nazism, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it is. So what do you think? What the? I mean, let's say this in, you know, there's, I don't know if there's neo-Nazis around in, you know, Wisconsin Dells or anything, or in Wisconsin or anything like that. I mean, they all have, my opinion though. That's my opinion. You know, they all have the right to do that. And I mean, free speech and all that. You know, they can hate, but is it just like, you know, if they act into it, like they to throw rocks or burn, you know, hang people up and something, that becomes a, you know, a crime. But again, it doesn't give them, the state is giving them the right to exist, you know, and
yeah.
It's going to create hatred. It's going to create, you know, something, some friction between the, you know, some non-white individuals when they're picking up trash. You understand what I'm saying, G-Unit?
Oh, I totally understand. And the thing is that they can do the freedom of speech all they want, because I'm all down with the freedom of speech.
Right.
But there is a certain line you cannot cross. And they, both organizations, they definitely do cross it, whether they know it or not. And they just act stupid, like sitting there saying, well, we don't know that, you know. Well, come on now. It's dumb.
Right. I mean, I don't know if Black Panthers have their own, you know, adopt a highway, you know, a volunteer litter pickup program, but it's the same thing. It's the same, you know, it's going to create some mosity or some trouble. I mean, it's going to be trouble down the road. If they, let's say they're picking up, let's just say, you know, they're picking up with their hood on. I mean, or, you know, their emblem, their logo. You know what I mean? It's going to create some trouble. It's just like, you know, when, I mean, maybe the other side, like say Black Panther would do that. I mean, it's just bound to happen. It's just, I don't know how they're going to do that. But so anyway, let's move on, shall we? Because this is just getting tough. Let's go and talk about some serious stuff here, okay? Serious stuff right now. Here we go. This is from, what was that, from Missouri? We're going to Australia, okay? Yeah, mate? Australia.
Yeah.
So the police in Australia have arrested, this one, arrested a man accused of breaking into an adult shop and having sex with blow-up dolls. This is reported Wednesday. You know, that's a cop. So what were we doing in Alaska, G-Unit? not Alaska, Australia. The 23-year-old man allegedly broke into a Laneway adult shop in the northern Australian country there. And actually, yeah, in several occasions, and what he does is just like he goes in there, breaks in there, and, you know, he had this thing with a doll named Jungle Jane. You know, that's what this report, Jungle Jane. And it earlier recorded the store's owner saying the burglar always clean up after himself. So apparently they're doing this. They're just letting him do it. But the dolls, he started turning up, like, were dumped, you know, just ended up like an alley, you know, behind the store. It's just not getting cleaned up. So he's been taking dolls out of the bag and blowing them up and using the dolls and leaving them in the alley. So, and the owner's store says, this is bizarre. So police have charged an identified man believed to be from the city of Manunda, and with four counts of breaking and entering. They told the paper that DNA samples have been recovered, you know, from the dolls. And then following intelligence-based inquiries, and they attended on the address and made it, and they made arrest. Policeman, you know, that's what they said. Here's my question, though. The note, the report says, the store clerk saying that, oh, yeah, it's, you know, he's a regular type of guy. He usually breaks in, you know, have sex with the dolls, and, you know, he cleans them up, and it's all, you know, it's okay. Now, you know, the doll is turning up in an alleyway. Now it's not all right, so they call a cop. I don't, you know, help me clarify this, G-Unit. I don't understand why is this. And so are they trying to say that it's okay to have, you know, to use the blow-up dolls unless you clean it up and don't dump them in the alley?
This is.
I know that you own a couple, but
it's like having a pimp throwing away the hose or something like that, you know, see? But, and I haven't had any experience with blow-up dolls. I like to clarify that to everybody out there. But, man, this dude must be some lonely man. I'll tell you that right now. If he's sitting there doing some blow-up dolls.
He has to break in. I think he gets some kind of thrill out of that, you know? It's just like...
And not only that, but he's having it with Jungle Jane. Boy, he must be a freak. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. It's probably Tarzan.
Yeah. I mean, what is it? Like,
King of the Jungle.
Goes, it's Halloween theme night, Jungle Jane. Come on and swing
right.
on my mind.
Yeah. I wonder if he does that, you know, like Tarzan scream when he does that. But, calling of the wild. So, Don, is this guy sick or is this, he's got to be sick. I mean, what do you think of this?
Well, there is a bright side to it, that at least he's not having sex with prostitutes and murdering them. He's just doing it with littering the soul. So at least no human, his spiritual life is affected negatively, but like nobody is, like no women are suffering. Let's put it that way. No women are suffering from his behavior.
Well, it looks like there's a pattern here. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so the store clerk is saying that, yeah, you know, he usually clean and all, you know, he usually do that, and then he just cleans them up, and then he goes away, and he got tired of it. So I mean, he's probably, you know, now he's like using them and dumping them in an alleyway. Well, would you think like maybe if he's, you know, after a while he'd get tired of that and maybe like, you know, turn into like a real person? I mean, I would have this guy arrested. I mean, he got arrested, but I would have him like maybe check up on him and see what, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know. He might, like, he got tired of doing it with them in the store, and then he just did it with them outside and threw them away. And then, like you said, he's like disturbed, and next thing he might try to force women to have sex with him, and that won't be good.
Well, yeah, he needs a lot of prayer. I tell you that.
A lot of prayer right now.
No, actually, no. Well, we're gonna move on here in a little bit. You know, he's got to be taken care of, I suppose. And you know, that's out there. There's got to be, you know, there's some sickos out there that's probably trying to do that. You know, want to do that and owns, you know, their blow up dolls and stuff like that. And again, they need, you know, they need some spanking. I mean, spend some time. Needs to be alone. Yeah. So G Unit, you better hide. What do you call yours again? Debbie.
Jungle Jane.
Jungle. Is that the same one? The Jungle Jane 2? All right. Okay. Now let's go to from Australia to England. England. A British woman said, "This is bizarre. This is like, that's even bizarre than the." You know, the Jungle Jane blow-up doll thing. So the British woman, you know, she actually barricaded a repairman in a room with her broken washing machine because she felt that there was no other option because they couldn't get it fixed, you know. This lady, Tracy Fox, said on January 13th, he's from Thorny, England, came up there. She purchased a washing machine 10 months ago and requested a repairman from electrical retailer 5 times. So she asked that the retailer to come and, like, you know, come here and I want some electrical guy to repair my washing machines. And after it ceased or it didn't work on December, and it broke again. So and it broke in early December. So 5 times. And then they told her that she would have to wait until Christmas. And then when the man came around on the 13th, the machine still it wasn't working. And she asked him. She said that when he would come back to fix the other problems. And he said I'd have to pay for other repairs. I mean, I wouldn't have to come back, even though the machine was still under warranty, and I might as well get a new one because. The amount it would cost to fix it could be the same as buying another one, she said. But she said, no. The lady said that she used her body to braid the laundry room shut, the laundry room door shut, and told the worker that she would not let him out until the appliance was fixed. So the man called police, and Fox said he filed him to leave. So, Don, I know that you had a problem with the washing machine a couple of months ago. Is that what you did?
No. I think I had to pray a lot for calmness. I mean, I definitely prayed a lot for calmness. We got 5 kids. And I'm curious if that was a GE name brand of the washer that she had, because we had our GE for 5 months, and then it started breaking. Literally, the repairman was here more than 7 times to fix our washer.
Oh.
And, like, ever since June, between the month of June and September, the man was here at least 7 times. There was 2 repairmen, but there's one that came most of the time and one that came, like, once or twice. And one time our washer wasn't working for 12 days. Another time it wasn't working for 2 weeks. Laundry was piling up. Clothes got moldy. Just was not very nice, and it was very irritating. But praise God, they somehow our Home Depot, well, GE finally replaced the washer after me asking many, many, many times to replace it. And then we bought it on a credit card, so praise God for that. Home Depot gave us a credit for that. And we've had this washer now since October, so I'm hoping that hopefully it will last us more than 5 months. So that's my,
he just did something else.
I tried to help him.
Right. The lady who's not, get this though, the lady's not facing any criminal charges. The place has actually just offered her a replacement for a washing machine. Well, she said she's not proud of her action, but she felt like there was no other option. Gene, would you, I mean, let's say you you have a repairman at your house. I mean, you know, it's like they keep giving you running around and stuff. I mean, would you take that action? Would you take that option and lock the guy in there? What would you do?
Honestly, I would be watching the guy, what he's doing, but in all honesty, you know, I mean, if there's something wrong with the washer, you know, and they're willing to give me credit for another washer, I'd keep the old washer, have the repairman sit there and say, you know what, I want you to do something really weird to this the old washer, like, you know, make it rumble so much so when I sit on it, I'm actually feeling like I'm running a bull in the bull riding tournament. You know, I mean, seriously, I would want something like that. I got to have fun around the house, you know, and I got to get a little crazy. Come on now.
Right, you know, especially when what do you call that? What's your pool boy's name again? Francisco. Anyway,
pool boy, yeah. Give me a break. Pool girl, Paula.
Yeah, the pool girl. Yeah, what's your pool girl's name again?
Paula.
Paula. Yeah, Paula from work.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah, you're going to get burned for this. There you go.
Yes,
wow.
I am.
You are. No.
Could have been worse. I could have said Porsche, you know, the man beater.
Yeah. All right, let's go from washing machine to actually a different, well, you know, this is another sue thing. The man actually, he sued a club after he's being hit in the nose by a stripper's shoe. And this is just like recently. This has happened in Akron, Ohio. A Northeast Ohio man was smacked in the nose by a stripper's platform-style shoe. He's suing a nightclub for $25,000 over his injuries. He said he needed a surgery. A guy named Joseph Evans says in a lawsuit filed Tuesday that he was seated near the stage in the XTC nightclub in Akron. That was last year, though, while a stripper nicknamed Tiara performed her routine. So Evan says demonstrative kicked him in the nose, caused the stripper a 1970s-style thick heel. You know those big thick heels, you know that. You got one of those.
Yeah.
You got a pair of those laying around your house. And then and hit him right in the square in the face. He said he has trouble breathing ever since and required surgery. Evans lawsuits and some country common pleas courts of XTC management allow dancers to wear improper attire. So he's saying that, you know, the management allowed them to wear improper attire and it caused them to get hit and was not able to, you know, having a hard time breathing. So, I mean, I want to go to you with your GNA because you're one of the locals that goes around in there. I mean, what kind of shoes are they talking about here? Is this like a big, you know, elaborate on that?
It's those shoes, you know, those high heel shoes, but then all of a sudden, like, they're really humongous. They look like Spice Girl shoes. But, man, if she kicked that boy so hard in the nose to the point where he can't breathe, honestly, he needs to be a field goal kicker for the Detroit Lions. Maybe they would actually...
Oh!
If not the Dallas Cowboys.
So maybe they were like 19-0 or whatever, 16-0, something like that. Detroit Lions, yeah. Oh, my God, you're going to get burned for this one. Man, let's hope not. We're not getting hate mail or calling your station for this. But I am not. Yeah, I just want to let the listener know I am not responsible for this. So, what do you think about this, Dawn? I mean, does he have a case?
Well, first of all, he had the choice of going there, and he was sitting there. And maybe she just got like, you know, just felt like kicking
him right. Maybe he get just to get was
maybe
getting too close.
Maybe he touched her and she kicked him.
AP, there you go.
I remember when I was like teenager, there was this guy that was like, he was over our house and he was trying to tickle me, and I kicked him like square in the face. I was breathing after that.
Yeah, I remember that. They remember Russ. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that like in the beach, and it was just like we were like playing. They were like playing around trying to tickle people, and he's like, and he tried to tickle you that one time, and you swing at him and smack him right in the neck or something like that, and he's like, I couldn't breathe, smack me right in the neck. But anyway, yeah. So G-Unit, the case on this was, you know, like taken in the. I don't think, from my opinion, I don't think this guy's gonna have. You know, I don't think he's going to win. $25,000, isn't that a little bit too much?
Honestly, this guy's not going to have a case because if that was the case, then he would have a case. Guys that have been smacked in the face by girls' fake or real boobs, I think they would have cases.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this guy definitely doesn't have a case. Honestly, I think he wants to be like a sugar daddy or something like that.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to pick up that same stripper.
He has less chance of having a case, just like the guy that couldn't get hired at Hooters.
Oh, remember that? Yeah, there you go. I think it's still pending. And remember that thing we talked about in the last segment, the lady that auctioned her virginity.
Yeah.
Something like that, and that, it went up to like $5 million or something like that. Now.
Wow.
There are people, and there, rumor has it that, you know, he's not actually a virgin because there's, like, you know, her ex-boyfriends that come in clean and saying, wait a minute, you know. You know, this chick's not a virgin. So, I mean, that would jeopardize her money, would you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know why I got into that subject, but, yeah. So, the stripper, you know, I mean... I mean, would that require maybe that not you know, maybe management and the stripper joint or strip joint or something like that, you know, maybe you know they need to make up this policy and not to wear one of those so they stop getting sued left and right.
No, they gotta wear those so then they can look good.
Really? That's part of it, huh?
For real, man. For real.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be never mind, I won't be graphic, forget about it.
Right. Well, okay.
I think I need a cigarette and a shot of Jägermeister right now.
Shot of Jägermeister. All right, well, this one, kind of, you know, this is my final segment, the final topic over here. I want to talk about, you know, the Beanie Baby makers. You know, they've made a lot of Beanie Babies and all that. Now, with this abomination, Obama hype, and everything like, you know, like's going on now, they're trying to capitalize on this, and they're actually made the what they call the Sasha and Malia dolls. Those are actually, you know, Barack Obama's daughters. You know, because the company makes them, and they're trying to, they're trying to capitalize on this. And it's kind of this kind of disturbed me though, you know. I mean I don't know if I'm supposed to get mad or if I'm supposed to like just, you know, just bear with that. I mean, what do you think about this, G-Unit? I think you'd probably buy a couple of dozens of those.
Come on now, are you kidding me?
Well, they're kids though. There's Sasha and Malia, And it's just, I think, the company that's trying to capitalize on this for their own personal gain, and makes me sick. What do you think, Dawn?
Yeah, it's disturbing of, like, playing it off of little kids. I mean, they're only, like, 9 years old and 6 years old. It's like a pedophile border there, probably.
Right, and
you know,
they
like,
made...
Why do you want somebody playing with a little kid, you know?
Right, they've also made... You know, among celebrity, you know, I mean, they have celebrity standards. You know, they're celebrities because they're all over the news. You know, the Obama family.
Yeah.
They've always like, you know, they've made Britney Spears, Palestine and Hill, and Jenna Jameson's and all that. Hillary, not Jenna Jameson, but Jenna Bush. You know, they've made those things, but it's just I think it's just for their personal gain and for this, you know, for marketing purposes, and it's just not right in my view. I mean, would you use the same tactic there, G-Unit? I mean, let's say, you know, you're making Beanie Babies, you know, I know you do, but you got a little, you know, you got a little swept up in the garage.
Oh, yeah. I got those old Beanie Babies, man, back in the 90s.
Honestly,
this is like just a ripoff. Just to sit there and kind of sit there and go, oh, these are the brand new family. Why don't we just make a couple dollars off of these people? I mean, this is just wrong. I mean, seriously, don't use people like that. You know, honestly, these people don't have brains. They're stupid. They're probably not going to get any money, and hopefully, they go bankrupt.
they'll make a little money and then they'll just go bankrupt and they'll probably, you know, make I don't know, they'll probably make monkeys or something. I'm not making sense. But I think this is gonna be the end of our segment. Hey, G Unit, go ahead. Where can people can find you again?
Once again, you can log on to Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit, and it's my blog site. And not only that, but you can check out a little bit of information about me, you know, why I'm the most craziest guy out of 5 radio stations in the building of Madison, Wisconsin, Clear Channel. Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit. And catch me Saturday nights into Sunday morning, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
All right, G-Unit, there. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We'll do this again. Dawn, go ahead, real quick.
Stop in superhighway.com, product brokerage, whatever you need. We pretty much carry it, except for real estate. Still working on that.
Real estate. That is.
Yep.
Well,
we're
thank
still
you very much.
On real estate, so. All right.
Thanks, guys, thank for
you.
Stopping by. We'll do this again. Let you know. Thanks a lot. Peace out, G-Unit.
Peace out, dude.
Hello, this is Dennis Franks, Executive Vice President and longtime unfranchise owner with a few points of action to implement. First World Conference begins February 5th in beautiful Miami, Florida, and there'll be a record number of business partners in attendance. Plan on being in your seats by 9:30 a.m. Thursday morning. There's not 1 minute you can afford to miss during this event. Bring plenty of paper and pen to take notes so you can review and implement in your businesses. Second, there has never been a better time to build your organization in the Hispanic community. bring qualified Hispanic prospects that you can expose Market America to. This event will establish their belief so their commitment to build their own franchise business will be a number one priority. Spanish translations will be provided at the event, so please notify Market America at events@marketamerica.com. Again, that's events@marketamerica.com that you will need a certain amount of headsets for the translation. Third, if you are committed to succeed in building your own franchise business, then plan now to attend the August 6th to 9th International Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Purchase your tickets now online at your unfranchised management site. Purchase a minimum of 3 tickets and leverage the free products of Cellular Labs and a free web center. This will save you time when you're at the event, avoiding the long lines to purchase tickets in Miami. The August event will be sold out, so take my advice, especially if you're planning to attend the beautiful gala dinner that Friday, August the 7th. Those tickets always sell out first. Now is the time to speak with any distributors or qualified prospects that will not go to Miami to get them to commit to go to Greensboro by buying their tickets in advance. This will let you know if they're go now or not and where you should spend your time. There has never been a better time to make your unfranchised business grow than this year, 2009. Don't allow the economy to slow your destination for success. Find a way. Nothing is easy in life, and success is something you pay for in advance. With Market America, you can succeed with a limited financial commitment, but a lot of hard work and execution of the proven systems. Imagine 3 years from now when you have a recession-proof six-figure residual income. You know the unfranchised business development system works. So, will you work the system? I believe you can. Now it's your turn. See you in Miami.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours, I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me to calm the sea, would call out through the rain and calm the storm?